Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 22, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about PPRO expands in Asia with integration into local payment method GrabPay. Visa completes acquisition of Rambus Payments portfolio. Avid Exchange targets healthcare with AP automation. PayPal expands SMB loan offering to Canada. OnDex ODX digitizes Investors Bank SMB lending platform. Santander localizes global payments for corporate clients. What keeps corporate cash managers awake at night? FinServe players multitask with B2B billers and payers. Chainstack introduces one-click deployment for R3's Corda. Lightspeed POS acquires Australia-based Counta. PayQuick expands leadership team. Now let's get started. PPRO expands in Asia with integration into local payment method GrabPay. PPRO, local payments platform, has announced a partnership with GrabPay, an e-wallet developed by Grab, Southeast Asia's popular app. The move is in line with PPRO's business strategy to expand its offering across the APAC region and accelerate global coverage, according to the official press release. PPRO will roll out GrabPay in two stages. The first will support GrabPay's one-time payment solution for the Singapore market and the company's recently launched checkout service, which allows online merchants to integrate GrabPay into e-commerce payment platforms. In the second phase, PPRO will support GrabPay's tokenized payment option. Grab is present in 8 countries throughout Southeast Asia, including Singapore, Malaysia, the Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam, Indonesia, Myanmar, and Cambodia. PPRO has an indirect sales model, marketing its products and services to payment service providers with vast, global merchant bases. Currently, PPRO has integrations with around 130 PSP partners with approximately 40,000 merchants transacting daily on its platform. PPRO provides access, processing, and collection services for alternative payment methods and value-added services. To find out more about in terms of their services and offering, please visit our dedicated online payments company database. Visa completes acquisition of Rambus Payments portfolio. Visa announced that it has completed the acquisition of the token services and ticketing businesses, formerly Bell ID and ESEBS Limited, from Rambus, NASDAQ, RMBS, a premier silicon IP and chip provider dedicated to delivering data faster and safer. The acquisition strengthens Visa's tokenization capabilities beyond card-based payments on the Visa network, to those on domestic card networks, account-based and real-time payments, extending the security and convenience of tokens to more transactions than ever before. Once integrated, the local and account tokenization technology from Rambus, coupled with Visa's global network and industry-leading Visa token service, will scale fraud reducing, secure payment solutions achieved by tokenization technology to reach more retailers, financial institutions and transport operators via Visa token service. Enable Visa's tokenization services to reach new markets with specific localization requirements, including the 28 countries in which Rambus operates today. Beyond tokenization, the digital ticketing portfolio and expertise in transit from Rambus complement Visa's commitment to delivering global transit and mobility solutions to public transit operators, technology partners, and cities around the world. The combined efforts will foster delivery of more convenient, seamless transit ticketing experiences to consumers and transit organizations to expand Visa's existing mobility solutions. Avid Exchange targets healthcare with AP automation. Accounts payable technology company Avid Exchange is targeting the healthcare industry with payments and invoicing offerings. Avid Exchange is broadening access of its AvidPay and AvidInvoice tools to the long-term healthcare and social services markets, the company said in a press release on Monday, October 21. The solutions are designed to reduce reliance on manual processes to automate accounts payable, payments and reporting, with Avidi Exchange pointing to heightened financial control and visibility for healthcare and social services firms. The technologies can support the industry's HIPAA compliance and other regulatory requirements with elevated financial reporting and auditing capabilities. In a statement, Michael Prager, Avidi Exchange CEO and co-founder, said that 75% of payments in the healthcare and social services space are still made with paper checks, which means care facilities have a huge opportunity to save costs and increase efficiency by shifting to e-payments. We offer a single platform for AP and payments automation backed by the largest network of suppliers for the middle market, helping facilities get back to focusing on care and services rather than printing checks or chasing down payments, he added. The accounts payable and invoicing solutions can integrate with a range of accounting platforms that are most common in the healthcare space, the company stated, adding that many vendors most widely used by buyers in the healthcare and social services industries are part of its network of suppliers that can accept a range of payment formats, including AvidPay Direct, which allows for faster ACH transactions. In August, Avidi Exchange announced the acquisition of BankTel Systems, a company that provides accounting technology to financial institutions. At the time, Avidi Exchange said the takeover would enable the company to strengthen its position in the banking industry by connecting FIS to invoice-to-pay and accounts payable solutions. Last month, the company also announced strengthened integration capabilities with NetSuite via the Avidi Exchange for NetSuite Suite app. PayPal expands SMB loan offering to Canada. PayPal is expanding its small business lending operations into Canada. In a press release issued on Monday, October 21, the company announced PayPal Business Loans Canadian launch, connecting small businesses in the market to loans between $5,000 and $100,000. PayPal pointed to the product's streamlined online application process, which allows small business owners to receive a decision within a few minutes. Upon approval, funds are moved into a business bank account within 2 business days. Applying for a traditional loan takes time and isn't always favorable to small business owners, said PayPal Canada President Paul Parisi in a statement. We're launching the PayPal Business Loan to offer our merchants easy access to financing, something they desperately need. We look forward to helping more small business owners achieve their dreams to grow locally and globally. The announcement also pointed to small businesses' lack of credit history, which can reduce the availability of external financing for SMBs. Since launching its small business lending program 6 years ago, PayPal has since facilitated more than $10 billion to nearly 250,000 small businesses across multiple markets. In the U.S., most of the small businesses that obtained PayPal business loans use the financing for cash flow management, inventory purchases and marketing investments, the company noted. Earlier this year, PayPal Canada expanded its financial services offerings with the launch of global logistics and shipping solutions to promote cross-border trade. Canadian SMBs can access one-day shipping to U.S. customers, package tracking links and a shipment management platform that consolidates services from a range of third-party logistics providers. In July, PayPal collaborated with Visa to enable instant funds settlement for Canadian small business customers via the PayPal Instant Transfer solution, powered by Visa Direct. The product deploys Visa's real-time push payments capability to move funds from a small business PayPal account into their bank account via their Visa debit card. OnDex ODX digitizes investors' bank SMB lending platform. New Jersey-based financial institution Investors Bank has announced a collaboration with online small business lending firm OnDeck to digitize its own small to medium-sized business SMB lending operations. The companies announced their collaboration in a press release Monday, October 21, outlining an alliance that sees Investors Bancorp subsidiary Investors Bank collaborating with OnDeck Capital subsidiary ODX to digitize the bank's loan origination platform for digital loan services in select markets. The bank will leverage ODX's loan origination platform to accelerate small business loan application and financing processes, enabling SMB clients to apply for a loan from the bank online or via their mobile device, and receive a decision within a few minutes. Funds can be disbursed into their investor's bank account within minutes. ODX's technology allows banks to wield an array of data from the small business applicant and third parties to enhance underwriting and process credit and security information, the companies noted. Small businesses are the foundation of our communities, and Investors is committed to finding better ways to serve them, said Investors Bank head of business banking Mike McIntyre in a statement. Investors and ODX are launching this program, allowing investors to leverage the latest technology to enhance our product offering and overall customer experience. ODX is excited to work with Investors to provide its small and medium-sized business customers with online credit solutions and a state-of-the-art digital banking experience, said ODX President Brian Geary in another statement. As a leading small business loan origination platform, ODX provides proven technology and professional services that enable bank clients like Investors to offer credit to small businesses faster and more efficiently. That combination is mutually advantageous for the bank lender and the small business owner. Investors Bank said the ODX online credit application capability will be available in select regions initially, with a wider rollout across the banking network at some point in the future. Santander localizes global payments for corporate clients. Share tweet, share share print email. Santander Bank is launching a new payment solution for its corporate clients to enhance their global payment operations. The financial institution said in a press release Monday, October 21, that it is rolling out the Santander Cash Nexus solution for commercial banking and corporate and investment banking clients across North America. The tool offers a suite of global payment solutions allowing businesses to initiate payments locally in 15 markets across the globe. Santander said the tool automates payment processing both locally and abroad to support straight-through processing, while also connecting corporates to cash flow visibility via its information center, portal and mobile app. Business clients can also take advantage of automated reconciliation for their accounts held at both Santander and other financial institutions, the bank noted. Providing our clients with the ability to control their payments and view their accounts in various countries where they do business all from a single online platform is a game changer and a major efficiency accelerator, said Santander Bank U.S. Managing Director and Head of Transaction Banking Kevin DeVoe in a statement. Santander Bank also previously launched Treasury Link and Enterprise Payment Link to augment its corporate banking offerings. Treasury Link offers cash management for Treasury clients and connects them to a customizable dashboard to view accounts, balances, transactions and other aspects of corporate's banking operations, with integrated fraud and authentication features. Enterprise Payment Link, meanwhile, aims to provide corporate clients with enhanced visibility into their wire, ACH and check payments, allowing for a single file transmission to initiate transactions across payment methods with real-time visibility into the status of each transaction. This innovative payment solution allows clients to accelerate moving from costly, error-prone manual to automated processing, to outsource non-core activities such as check printing, and to maximize investments in their treasury workstations and ERP systems, DeVoe said in a statement at the time. What keeps corporate cash managers awake at night? May you live in interesting times. The old Chinese saying has been likened to being less than a blessing and more of a curse. After all, interesting is not synonymous with peace or tranquility. Corporate treasurers live in interesting but hardly easy times. Managing cash positions has become an exercise in thinking big, thinking long-term, and at the same time addressing constantly shifting smaller details and demands of businesses that are increasingly global in scope. Navigating it all can seem overwhelming, and indeed, it's enough to keep executives up at night. But the executive insights in the pages that follow offer a bit of roadmap for cash managers to see more restful nights. Among the highlights, the high-level picture is fraught with challenges and rewards. Manish Kohli, Global Head of Payments and Receivables at Citi, noted that treasurers must grapple with geopolitical uncertainty and the constant threat of cyberattacks. Vigilance is critical, but at least some of those factors lie beyond any individual's or firm's control. The trend of business model disruption is an inexorable one, too. But it can offer opportunities for executives who embrace technological innovation as global supply chains are increasingly interconnected. Connecting those supply chains across borders also means executives must think about payments in a different way, especially when managing transactions across time zones and currencies. As commerce becomes 24/7 and strives for speed and transparency, Coley noted that flat currency models and infrastructure are the future of payments. Building on new initiatives to overlay legacy systems like ISO 20022 messaging standards can aid in those endeavors. And when it comes to fraud, artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning are potent weapons. Changing the way payments are done, the way cash is managed indeed, the way treasurers function to help bring company strategies to fruition requires a team effort. Coley noted that corporate executives across different departments can rally around the common cause of faster payments, and partnerships between financial institutions and fintechs. The promise of faster payments, of course, has yet to be fully realized, Coley said, due in part to the lack of ubiquity, especially here in the United States. The vacuum created by lack of government mandate has been partly filled by the private sector, and peer-to-peer P2P, business-to-business B2B, and business-to-consumer B2C offerings will continue to proliferate as the economy itself shifts toward on-demand work. For treasurers, innovation tied to the digitization and enhanced messaging can provide greater visibility as to where funds are and where they're headed at any moment. Such knowledge, we wager, Canon will help treasurers' heads rest a bit easier on pillows at night. FinServe players multitask with B2B billers and payers. Corporate financial services providers taking aim at accounts payable friction this week pulled double duty with new tools that also addressed friction for clients' suppliers. It's a multitasking strategy that was deployed by Bank of America, Bill.com and U.S. Bank, each of which launched new accounts payable (AP) offerings that impact the biller side of the transaction. Bank of America's latest offering, for example, addresses payment acceptance challenges, while Bill.com marries accounts receivable (R) and AP with tools that tackle friction in processes that touch both ends of the B2B payments journey. Finally, U.S. Bank introduced a new e-billing tool also designed both for billers and payers. Together, the latest in AP solutions reflect the growing emphasis on how AP processes affect payees and billers, including corporate suppliers, as well as AP's opportunity to support vendors via faster payments, easier payment acceptance, reconciliation and data connectivity. Bank of America optimizes payment choice. Designed to take the guesswork out of AP, Bank of America's new accounts payable optimization solution is certainly marketed as a tool that reduces friction for corporate payers. But a closer look at the offering, announced last week, also reveals significant attention paid to the supplier. Bank of America can automatically choose a payment method with which an invoice should be paid in order to ensure vendor acceptance, and to promote stronger buyer-supplier relationships. The bank's accounts payable optimization tool will automatically analyze which payment method is most appropriate for which supplier, and it can integrate its existing commercial card, supply chain finance and FX payments offerings. The solution supports invoice payments via wire, ACH, commercial card or supply chain financing, allowing a single file upload for all treasury payables. Bill.com multitasks for the middle market. Bill.com, a corporate payments firm, announced enhancements to its platform with a focus on the middle market, and its improved functionality is keeping a close eye on the R department. The firm announced updates last week, adding a purchase orders function that allows users to connect POs generated from their ERPs and integrate them into Bill.com for approval and payment in collaboration with AP teams. Bill.com also expanded its cross-border payment capabilities, as well as added new functionality to its intelligent virtual assistant, enabling data to automatically migrate from an invoice into the required payment field for accelerated payments. In its announcement, the firm pointed to the challenges of R and AP, and the opportunity for data connectivity and integration to address friction in processes and workflows that touch both R and AP sides of transactions. The new services demonstrate Bill.com's focus on both R&AP friction, with Bill.com CEO Ren Lacerti noting that both R&AP challenges are heightened as companies scale. These new offerings will provide insights for customers to act on and enable them to automate their AP/R processes, thus saving significant time and money while greatly improving productivity, Lacerti added. U.S. Bank targets both billers and payers. The newest e-billing solution offered by U.S. Bank aims to simplify processes for both billers and payers, with the financial institution collaboration with FinTech Alacrity to optimize services on both the R and AP sides. Last week, the bank announced its U.S. Bank e-bill service, designed to provide billers with greater choice in how they are paid, while offering payers including consumers and small businesses to digitize their bill payment operations, including faster payments. In whole, the service aims to accelerate bill payments, meaning improved working capital for billers and greater efficiency for payers. Chainstack introduces one-click deployment for R3's Corda. Chainstack, a leading blockchain platform as a service PaaS, released its managed Corda service at CordaCon 2019, R3's flagship conference. Chainstack launches one-click deployment for R3's Corda. Chainstack's platform enables enterprises to deploy multiple cloud-based Corda nodes quickly and efficiently, reducing the time to deploy a blockchain node to a matter of minutes. R3 partners, enterprises, and governments can now deploy Corda networks in three clicks, enabling them to build and scale solutions on Corda with significantly less time, effort, and resources. This drastically simplifies partner and developer training needs, allowing them to dedicate more time to building working solutions instead of maintaining networks. Chainstack helps to easily scale Corda networks to production while providing complete orchestration, improved reliability, and a higher level of security. Built on the latest release of Corda 4.1, developers can expect to be able to create their own private networks for testing environments in minutes and install Corda apps on their nodes instantly. Continuous investment will be made with R3 so that additional features and support will be added over the next few months, including the ability to join existing public Corda networks, manage identities on the network, and automate network orchestration via an API. Corda has been the protocol of choice for some of the largest blockchain-based enterprise projects and consortiums to date, including the likes of HSBC, MasterCard, and Singapore-based Project Ubin. The decision to launch support for one of the leading enterprise blockchain protocols, Corda, reinforces Chainstack's commitment to simplifying and accelerating enterprise blockchain adoption. By optimizing and automating infrastructure deployment, management, and orchestration, developers and enterprises can now experiment with a variety of leading enterprise blockchains, such as Ethereum, Multichain, and Quorum on multiple clouds, both public and private, with minimal operational infrastructure cost, maintenance, and risk. We have seen some of the most advanced enterprise blockchain usage on the Corda platform and are thrilled to be able to support this thriving ecosystem. By making it simple for anyone to start building and deploying Corda apps, we hope we can deliver value to all customers and partners building on Corda. It is extremely exciting to be a part of its growth, said Laurent De Dennis, CEO and co-founder of Chainstack. Todd McDonald, Chief Product Officer and co-founder of R3, adds, "The applications being developed on Corda by our ecosystem are some of the most innovative enterprise blockchain solutions in the world. There are Corda apps designed to account for a whole range of business challenges, across a wide variety of sectors. Chainstack's managed Corda service will enable more efficient access to our platform and we look forward to the working developments to come from this." Lightspeed PaaS acquires Australia-based Counta. Lightspeed PaaS Inc. TSX, Ellispedi, a leading omni-channel point-of-sale platform for over 51,000 customer locations won worldwide, today announced that it has entered into an agreement to acquire Australia-based Counta Holdings Thai Limited, a rapidly growing, cloud-based PaaS solutions provider to small and medium-sized businesses operating within the hospitality industry. Combining with Kounta will strengthen Lightspeed's resources to provide even greater customer experiences as it expands into the Asia-Pacific region, while tapping the talent and expertise needed to accelerate Lightspeed's mission of becoming the leading global POS platform for small and medium-sized businesses, the backbone of vibrant cities and communities throughout the world. The purchase bolsters Lightspeed's footprint across Australia and New Zealand by more than 7,000 customer locations, one, including leading small and medium-sized brands across cafes, bars, full-service restaurants, high-end boutique hotels, and more. Kounta's impressive track record is thanks to its team, and we are excited to welcome them into the Lightspeed family, said Dax da Silva, founder and CEO of Lightspeed. When smart minds collaborate, our merchants are the main beneficiaries of the resulting innovation, ultimately enabling SMBs around the world to reach their full potential through our technology. Joining Lightspeed, a recognized global leader, is a testament to our hard work and also a shared passion for empowering independent businesses, said Nick Cloti, founder and CEO of Kounta. We are immensely proud to partner with a company so well aligned on purpose, culture and technology. Details of transaction. Founded in 2012, Kounta generated revenue of approximately $6.4 million in their fiscal year ended June 30, 2019. Lightspeed will acquire all of the outstanding shares of Kounta for approximately US$35.3 million in cash on closing and the issuance of 306,290 subordinate voting shares in the capital of Lightspeed, at a value of US$25.054 per share, subject to post-closing working capital adjustment. An additional US$7.5 million in deferred cash consideration along with the issuance of 299,692 subordinate voting shares in the capital of Lightspeed, at a value of US$25.054 per share, is payable to certain Kounta employees through October 2021, in each case if certain milestones, including the continued employment of those employees, are achieved by June 2020 and October 2021. An additional amount of US$3.4 million tied to a marketing alliance agreement is payable to one selling shareholder in three annual installments beginning on closing. The deal is expected to close before the end of the current month, subject to customary closing conditions. Additional details regarding this transaction will be communicated during Lightspeed's conference call to discuss second quarter 2020 results, scheduled for November 7, 2019. PayQuick expands leadership team. PayQuick, a financial services company which delivers comprehensive banking and treasury solutions to emerging businesses, is pleased to announce several new additions to its management team. The PayQuick Board of Directors recently appointed Bob Craig as Chief Operating Officer and Board Director. Craig brings extensive financial leadership to PayQuick and has a proven track record leveraging financial technology to launch and develop businesses in new markets. He has led teams at JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, First Data, ACI and Fiserv, including several successful exits. Bob is a true asset. His knowledge of banking, payments and technology combined with his innate understanding of the payments industry is the leader we need as we continue to grow and provide incomparable guidance and service to our clients. Bob has already recruited exceptional talent to join our company, shared Keith Marks, PayQuick CEO and founder. Craig shares, "I am thrilled to be joining the PayQuick team at this inflection point in its growth. In just the last few months we've grown our client and deposit base exponentially, expanded into several new states, launched new products and added valuable members to PayQuick. With our focus on serving fast-growing multi-state companies, I am excited to announce key, experienced treasury and payments leaders have joined our team." Priscilla Ma is now head of business development. In her role, Ma applies her corporate and investment banking background and her startup and operational experience to strategically lead PayQuick's growth. Prior to PayQuick, Priscilla served as a vice president at HSBC in New York and Hong Kong, working with banking teams across the globe. Corey Kingston is now head of product and oversees enhancements to the PayQuick platform to ensure clients are provided the most advanced, efficient treasury and liquidity tools possible. Prior to PayQuick, she led the customer payments and revenue assurance teams for DirecTV and served as a business consultant for Deloitte and Touche. Joel Sherwin is a strategic risk and compliance advisor to PayQuick. A business attorney and compliance professional, Sherwin oversees and develops PayQuick's core risk and compliance framework. Joel regularly advises financial institutions on product development, payment monetization strategy, risk mitigation, and regulatory compliance. Bob Craig states, "Our recent strategic hires, Priscilla, Corey, and Joel, are already shaping the future of our product solutions, and the industry is taking notice. They will help the PayQuick platform scale up for our continued national expansion in 2019 and 2020. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.